Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders. We tee it up with Jeff Holtzman this time around. Jeff, before we dive into politics, I have to ask you this. You know, we talk about labor strife. I think many Americans are having their own kind of personal strife since the NFL decided they were going to go with the replacement referees. You saw that Monday night finish. Is this not the craziest three games in the NFL in a long time?
This is absolutely crazy, Kate, and it really is turning, you wouldn't know it by the ratings, but it really is turning a lot of people off. And really the only way that fans can really express outrage over this is by stopping, you know, not going to the games, you know, not buying any more tickets and turning off their televisions on Sundays and not watching any games. And unfortunately, you know, the fans really aren't getting it, because that's the only way you can really send a message, and they aren't sending that message. But you know, the replacement refs have been a disaster, and I think that the league is obviously really under the gun to get the real refs back. And what I'm hearing is that, you know, there's a small chance they could get an agreement, you know, sometime by tomorrow, by Thursday, which might put the real refs back on the field this Sunday. But other sources are reporting that it might not happen until week five in terms of the refs getting back on. But something needs to happen quickly, because it's getting out of control. Refs are making terrible decisions that are not only costing teams, you know, points in games, but, you know, also putting players at risk of injury. So it's really a bad situation.
Yeah, I agree. I heard week five, too, so we'll see what happens. The sooner the better, I say. The polls. I like to say on America Tonight, Jeff, that I'm the poll princess, because there is something to looking at the polls. However, it's kind of cockamamie when you have certain polls that show Romney in the lead in some of the national polls, and then, like Gallup, for example, with their daily averages, show Obama stretching the lead, 50-44 over Romney was the last one that I saw just today. So who are we to believe, I guess?
Well, I mean, if you're an Obama supporter, you're talking about the new poll that just came out in Ohio showing President Obama with a 10-point lead over Mitt Romney. That's the poll that you're paying the most attention to, because, as they say, as Ohio goes, so goes the nation. And Republican has never lost Ohio and won the presidency. So that's going to be really important for Mitt Romney. Ohio is what we call a bellwether state. But if you're Mitt Romney, you're looking at national polls, specifically this new Rasmussen survey showing him essentially deadlocked at 46% apiece with President Obama. And Romney was asked about that in an interview this evening about the statewide polls where he's not doing so well. And he referred to the national polls where he does look better on paper, you know, in a head-to-head matchup.
Yeah. Okay, so we move from the polls to Aiken being let back in, so to speak. The Republicans decided they're going to kick the door open. Maybe they're going to reverse their decision to just kind of abandon him after the lame comments he made about legitimate rape. Is that because he's showing promise of possibly beating Claire McCaskill?
Well, you know, Kate, I think there's more to this story. This is a story that I think was picked up and run with by some liberal news outlets today, showing, you know, trying to expose the NRSC, the National Republican Senatorial Committee, for being hypocrites and expose them for hypocrisy. I don't think that the NRSC is going to throw a lot of money back into this race and put a lot more time and energy and focus, despite what its executive director said today, which is essentially, and I'm paraphrasing here, that, you know, Todd Aiken win would be a better result than a Claire McCaskill win. I mean, of course Republicans would like, you know, a Republican to win that Senate seat in Missouri. I think that they look at Claire McCaskill as an unmitigated disaster, and they don't think that, you know, if they had their druthers, obviously it would have been Sarah Spielman or Jim Brunner up against, you know, Claire McCaskill, but it wasn't. Todd Aiken won the primary. And Todd Aiken did not get out of the race, therefore he is the GOP candidate. And I think at the end of the day, Republicans would take, you know, sort of a tainted Republican like Todd Aiken, who's got completely warped and misguided views, particularly on rape, over a Democrat like Claire McCaskill, which would really prohibit Republicans, I think, with a huge wrench into their plan to take back the Senate this year. They need a net gain of 4 seats, and they can't afford to lose Missouri.
Yeah. All right, Jeff Holtzman, thanks so much. Appreciate chatting with you. We'll talk to you down the road. So the Missouri Senate candidate, Todd Aiken, has two big endorsements that came his way during the day. You know who they were from? Rick Santorum, the former presidential Republican candidate, and Senator Jeff DeMint, who, of course, is a Tea Party darling. They both said they back Aiken 100%. And he seems to be getting, as I said to Jeff there, he seems to be getting some love from Republicans because pretty much everybody was distancing themselves from Aiken until, as I said, the switch in the numbers. People pay attention to polls, and that's how they end up getting money from the pockets that they need or endorsements from the people in their party, and that's why this has moved around. However, Karl Rove, he is the kingmaker, and he is the one who has the serious coin, is not opening the purse up for Aiken's race. His conservative super PAC has jumped into the fray in a couple of different races. You know, it's the Senate races that are so vital. We talk so much about the presidential run, but what about all the people that are representing us and making the law? So in Indiana, the Senate race there, he's dumped in about $1 million in ad buys. And John Donnelly, the Democratic opponent, is flailing because he's not getting as much love. So this is part of $6.4 million worth of airtime that the Rove PAC, Crossroads GPS and American Crossroads, bought earlier in the week in six key Senate races. So those Senate races were not just in Indiana, but in Florida, Ohio, Virginia, Nevada, and Wisconsin. If Aiken hadn't blown it with the comments that he made about legitimate rape, there would have been a lot of money that would have come his way. But he is getting a few little bucks streaming in here and there and getting endorsements. So things have flipped around a little bit. And, of course, if he wins the seat, it'll be interesting to see how that's embraced by Republicans who, yes, they want the numbers, but they don't want to get, some of them don't want to get too close to Aiken because he's still radioactive. So it is all about predicting who's going to win and what's going to happen and what's going to happen with the numbers and all that sort of stuff. For goodness sake, we've been doing it for a year and a half. Here on America Tonight, if you just tuned in for the first time, it's not all politics. We lighten the load. Later in the show, we're doing Nail the Score. Our computer picks the game of the week. You call up and you tell me who you think's going to win and what the final score is going to be. Every once in a while, we trash a few celebrities. And, of course, we talk about sports. And there are some new villains in the sports world, so we'll be chatting about that. But there is something about where we are as a country when it comes to laws, when it comes to government, when it comes to taxes. I mean, things that affect us in our wallet. And when things affect us financially, we pay attention. So these new polls, Barack Obama in some of them opening up that lead over Romney in key states. And even the Republican National Committee chairman, Reince Priebus, is saying it won't be easy to beat the president. It's not easy to knock off an incumbent. But I think if we keep talking about the issues, is what he's saying, and give the country a choice between two futures, you got four debates, three presidential, that the American people, Priebus says, will make a different choice this time around. What do you think? The debates that big? 855-266-KATE. Here's the digits, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Beside me, I want you to love me.
So Priebus says that the debates are going to be the difference maker. He says it's not easy to beat an incumbent, no kidding. Of course, we've talked about that. You don't have to read the tea leaves to know that. But also talks about a difference the debates can make. Really? Do you think the debates will make that much difference for the American people? The 25 million who are watching people who used to be famous dancing on Dancing with the Stars or singing to become famous on The Voice or American Idol, will those same people be tuned in to listen to the issues, to hear what the president has to say about the economy, to find out what Mitt Romney's plan is for the future? Will there be 20 million people tuned into the debates? 25 million? 50 million? 50 million would be astronomical. 50 million would be like, what, are you kidding me? What are they, giving away something? Is there some debate swag, or is there a reason? Is there the possibility of a lottery? Are we looking for numbers somewhere on the screen? All kidding aside, really, there could be some big numbers. And if you remember the Republican debates, some of the networks were getting 5 million. That's huge for you know, people going back and forth in their own party debating. And that's why that circus continued to play out, because every network wanted the chance to host again and again and again to get the kind of numbers they're getting. You know, that's what CNN dreams about. They're lucky if they can hit those numbers ever. Even the same thing for MSNBC across the board, trying to get as many people glued to them as possible so they can pump in some of their promos. I mean, that's just the fact of it. It's about selling the soap. But how about selling yourself in a debate format on the tube, prime time, three cracks at it? I talked about this a little bit, that if you had the chance to ask three questions in the debate, what would the questions be that you would ask? Now, I'm going to pick the three best questions, and you're going to win a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, which has nothing to do with politics and everything to do with balls, brats, and other BS in sports. But the title, Level the Playing Field, is exactly what Rents Priebus is trying to do when he says, you know, it's not easy to beat the guy who's in there, the incumbent. But we got to talk about the issues. We got to give the country choice. It's about the future. It's about these debates. Let them make a decision. And he's smart. He's saying this because of the barrage of new polls that were released in the states that I mentioned. And one has clearly has Obama with a double-digit lead, and that's Ohio. Ohio. Critical. Because as goes Ohio, Jeff Holtzman said it, so goes the rest of the vote. Critical. It just is the litmus test. Could be wrong. Who says that it has to be that way? But if Mitt Romney didn't get Ohio, then he would have to really, really clean up in all the other swing states and just... it'd be like he had every piece on the Monopoly board except for a few key ones. But he had everything else. So you can't beat him because he has that many more numbers. I think, without a doubt, whatever question you think has to be asked, it is certainly something centering jobs and something to do with what's in your wallet. When you have mouths to feed, when you have kids to educate, you have mortgage to pay, you have a retirement to save for. It's hilarious to see financial people. You know, they have all these seminars. We can change your future. Come see us at XYZ Seminar. And some of the people are actually rather good. I'm a big fan of Dave Ramsey's. He is somebody who went bankrupt, lost it all, and was able to figure it out again and tell other people simple things so that they could figure it out again. But then you have other people in the financial industry that will say crazy things like, you know, there's a lot of insecurity out there with jobs and whatnot. So what you have to do is have 15 months of your salary at least in the bank. 15 months and then add another 10%. And we're talking that middle America is lucky if they can get from paycheck to paycheck, let alone have enough in the bank to cover their markers like we're in Vegas. Absolutely. One of the questions that I would ask would be, how do you do that? How can you promise me that you're going to not say one thing and do another, and I'm going to look at the bank account and realize, oh, it's check to check. How are you getting people through school? How are you getting groceries? How are you having, you know, a shot at that American dream? I might word it a little bit differently. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. So the polls, we come back to the same thing. Mitt Romney, in talking about the polls, and I think we have him in the wings, here's what he said in Ohio.
Well, I'm very pleased with some polls, less so with other polls, but frankly, at this early stage, polls go up, polls go down.
Pretty decent answer, right? They go up, they go down. Because what's he going to say? I hate the stinking polls. I'm getting clobbered in Gallup. And even some of the more conservative blogs and papers are talking about what's happening in the polls and how far I am away from the incumbent, of how far I am away from Barack Obama. And everybody keeps bringing up Jimmy Carter in 1979 and the Iranian hostage crisis so many people say that was it. That was that cost Carter everything. That was the presidency. So if you look at the Middle East, there are other people who are trying to pin all the anti-American violence, you know, the furor over the Prophet Muhammad 14-minute film, the sad killings of the ambassador in Benghazi and three other Americans, and they're trying to say, well, here you go. Because of the White House's response and what's happening, the so-called Arab Spring that has sprung and it's being broken in half, this is exactly like Carter and what happened with the hostages in Tehran. To that, I would say, boy, that's a stretch and wishful thinking. Of all the issues, of the three questions that could possibly be asked, I'd say this is a smart audience. And even if you've just tuned in, you're cruising across the country, you can hear me in between the static somewhere, and you're trying to figure out who I am and what we're talking about, I think you would agree that most people are not focused, overly focused on the Middle East. It's important. We talk about it. I talk about it all the time. We have terrorism experts on. We look at the Middle East from all different angles. Absolutely. Because we've got people in the Middle East. We have troops in the Middle East. Even with the pullback, we're not completely out. But I don't think you can compare now, right now today, the Middle East problems to what happened with the hostages in Iran. I mean, that was day after day. That made Ted Koppel. Remember Nightline? I remember being a kid watching Nightline, and I wanted to watch because I liked hearing the interviews. And every day, it was day 12 of the hostage crisis, day 45 of the hostage crisis. It just went on forever. It was the original, sadly, countdown clock of doom and gloom. Now there's a movie coming out that Ben Affleck is starring in about that, about getting the hostages out. And did it cost Carter? I think so, because of how it was the first time this had happened. They were there languishing. Somebody had to go in, get them out. Why aren't we getting the hostages out? What's happened? What is he doing? All that kind of stuff. And the advent of programs like Nightline, where they talked about it constantly. But I think that's very different from right now today, what's happened in the Middle East. It's about the money. People want more money because they need it. And they don't want to have these continuing threats of taxes soaring or talk of fiscal cliffs that we're all going to dive off together. We want to know that things are going to turn around in our financial futures, whether it's selfish or not. That's what it's about. You might disagree, you might agree. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Prep-tember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Prep-tember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
The Darth Vader of the Middle East. Here I go talking about the Middle East, saying that that's not the most significant thing to Americans. What is significant is when he's on our soil in New York at the UN, and what is the first thing he does? Happy Yom Kippur, you Jewish folks. That's how he doesn't say Jewish folks. He says you Zionist. He attacks and lashes out and talks about ignorantly the idea that the Holocaust is a made-up thing. It's, you know, it's almost getting old, though. He's like the little short guy flinging his hands in the air saying, pay attention to me. Pay attention to me. I'm significant. Pay attention to me. And people are trying to not pay attention to him. The scary thing about Ahmadinejad, however, as he lashes out at an uncivilized Israel, the scary thing about this guy is the fact that he is the leader of Iran, and the Ayatollah, the supreme Ayatollah, is right there with him side by side. So where does the power rest between the two? And the answer is there's certainly lots of power in the pocket of Ahmadinejad, and he knows it. He's almost like a tease. Like I said, look at me, I want attention, I want attention. And now that I have your attention, this is what I want to do. This is what I hope ultimately happens. and then will play coy and say something completely different when he's speaking at an American college. Yes, that's happened before. Or when he's a talk show guest, of course, on CNN, and says the opposite. Doesn't understand, you know, why me? Why am I the bad guy? Why, you know, we're talking about nuclear power. And he kind of skirts around, he skirts around the issue of, as much as he can, the issue of Israel, but yet continues to, especially on their holiest of days, continues to be the tormentor of the Holocaust, one of the most horrific incidents in human history. You can go and look at the concentration camps. You can go to Auschwitz. You can go to the Smithsonian and see the horrible mangled shoes that were left behind, an exhibit of them that just breaks your heart when you see it. You know, if there's something that is not fibbed or made up, I would say the evidence is pretty clear that that is absolutely, it absolutely was not a fantastical event as is portrayed by Ahmadinejad. But we know that. I mean, this is part of his, that's part of the lore. He wants to be shocking. He would actually be great in talk radio, at least for a certain crowd, because he would know how to feed the raw meat to the lions. He would get on the bully pulpit and would rant in the same direction, and that's the deal. He's a one-trick pony. It's the same theme over and over again. So European delegates got a little bit of a reprieve on Wednesday when the president, this time at least, didn't give them as much of a reason to eject themselves from the assembly hall. You know, he gets on the podium, and the tone was attacking Israel, yes, absolutely. But then he quickly segued into something else, saying that the world was at a historic juncture now with what we've seen over the past couple of days, talking about what's happening with capitalism being bogged down, is what he called it, in a self-made quagmire. And he said that could allow for other nations to play a more active role on global decision making. But the U.S. wasn't there to listen to it, so they were empty seats. The Canadian delegation didn't go to the speech. And do you think Israel would go? Of course, they weren't there. And it is Yom Kippur. He made the one, cast the one little aspersion about Israel, saying they were uncivilized, and talked about the continuing threat to resort to military action against Iran, and that's what they were, you know, that's what they were leaning toward. And he said that Israel had no roots in the Middle East. Early in the week, he said that there was they had no roots, and of course referring, going back again in history and serving up a different look at history. But other than that, he was a little, Darth Vader of the Middle East was a little more, dare I use the word, subdued, and talked about his own purposes, Iran using nukes for peaceful reasons, and that we, you know, we don't want to build nuclear weapons. It's about power and not weapons, not weapons. So he kicked the U.S. a little, kicked Israel, but nobody was there to actually listen to his drivel or to hear the arms race go on and on and on, and the Zionist and military action and that kind of thing. And it was kind of a lackluster performance, in a sense, from Ahmadinejad. He started to do the look at me thing, and then kind of backed away from it. And here, Syria is the one thing that has been constantly brought up, but nobody really wants to talk about Syria. It's been a 16-month civil war. Do you believe it's been that long? 16 months. Countless people slaughtered. Countless people with the violence that has happened there. And it's, I mean, this continues to dominate the UN sessions. but nothing has come out of it. Even the British Prime Minister, David Cameron, started to talk about the fact that there's just everybody has tuned out. It's a deaf ear, as he said, to the voices of the suffering in Syria. And he should know better than most, why is there a deaf ear to the people in Syria? Because what does Syria have to offer that is going to push, you know, is going to push the buttons of nations to act? They don't have oil. Where are the war reparations in the end if we were to completely get involved? And the winner here is, the winner of this whole thing is Assad, because he gets away with the nonsense simply by virtue of, you know, of where he is in this time in history and where we are stuck. All right, I don't want to get stuck on Ahmadinejad. You already know he's on my hit list, and you know how I feel about him, and I think he's a weasel without a doubt. He got his moment in the sun, and now he leaves. He can take off and get out of New York and get out of the U.S. and continue to wreak havoc from afar and come up with different threats and whatnot. All right, this is big. I mean, this is applause worthy. This is the daily salute, I would say, only because we're tired of suffering through this. The NFL and the locked out referees have reached an agreement on a contract that will actually get the real zebras back to the field. Woohoo! You mean we're actually going to have football that has decent calls where we don't have helmet-to-helmet hits and we don't have the ends of games being determined by guys, no offense, who call high school football and have never been around the pro game other than at a bar on the off day or sitting on their couch. So finally, after the horrible Monday night, the league must have decided, we can't, you know, this bad calls, we can't continue to have this happen. So the question becomes, when will the refs be ready? When will the refs be ready to hit the field? Will it be this weekend or will it be yet another week? So they've used replacements for the first 3 weeks of the regular season and the preseason. Terrible decisions. It's been nothing but jokes and criticism and game deciding snafus, especially the Packers-Seahawks game. And now, after reports of a deal being close, now they apparently just have to sign on the dotted line. And how fast can they get the referees back? The regular refs have been sitting out the league's games, so they should be ready to roll. They should be ready to roll, but will they? Sports Illustrated's Peter King, whose ear is always to the ground, says that the longtime ref, Ed Hockley, has held training sessions to keep them sharp. Can you imagine that? Where the word goes out, hey, we're all meeting at Ed's house. We have a practice session. Oh, man. What do? Have their wives go out there and they reenact certain plays and they say, no, pass interference there. And they have the kids line the field. I'm just joking. But obviously, they're looking at film, and they're probably looking at games and whatever. So good for them. That means they'll be ready to go, and they won't be perhaps as rusty as they could be. But that's huge news. It's huge news to people who are sports fans, and it's better for the players anyway, because who wants to see somebody get hurt? And it's like a mugging every single weekend when they go and play. You just you don't know what's going to happen, and it scares me to think of, seriously, what could ultimately have happened to the players. It was just too dangerous. So get the professionals back on the field. They've done it. And I imagine they pretty much got a lot of what they were hoping for in their contract. Stay with us. On the flip side, Moon River singer Andy Williams, dead at the age of 84.
Ever. Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You can send them to me at americatonight.net or give me a jingle, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We have Pete listening to us in the great state of Texas. Just a second here, Pete. I know I can get to you. Oh, Pete, he's in the wings. Here we go. Hey, Pete, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing, Katie Bob?
I'm doing good, buddy. Thanks for hanging.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot. Sounds as if the gaming enthusiast in Vegas got a hold of Goodell and said, knock it off.
No kidding.
On the field.
No
they
kidding.
A ton of money.
Oh, they word. Did. They did.
Oh, Lordy. The debates. Let's get back on point. That's going to be what... Barry's problem is going to be is staying on point and staying focused on the question at hand. he's gonna start off real good, and then he's gonna get off track. And it's in the middle of the debate, everybody's going, "What the heck are you talking about, Terry?"
You know what? I'll be interested to see what happens, because Romney has really been, I've talked to a couple of people that are close to him, and they say he has really been laser focused, the opposite, on the debates, feeling like I can do well in this situation, especially if you got Obama.
Yeah, I was married to a individual that was in the Mormon faith, and they are some very intense, laser-like focused people. Very good with money, very good in the business world, and like I say, most of the FBI is Mormon, if you'll just think about it.
Yeah, you're right, absolutely.
But no, that's Barry's going to blow it in the debates, and it's going to be quite humorous, I do believe.
And you think that Rentz Priebus is right, that people will make up their mind then, maybe somebody who's undecided, or they'll just see that Romney's that much better?
Well, now that Pamela Anderson's off of Dancing with the Stars, now they'll have something to talk about.
That's right. Baywatch Beauty, once she was down, who's left? You're right. Who are you watching? That's good. Pete, you're right. I think you're right on about the debates. I think just for the perspective of no matter what your politics are, who's going to be the better debater in this? I think Romney is the stronger debater. Will it make a difference with people who are voting? That's what the Republicans are counting on.
He is such a decent individual, and, listening to all the other talk shows during the day, he sounds like a straightforward, upright individual, God-fearing man. And, it's guns, gold, and groceries. That's what they've always said it's going to be about. And I think the time has come.
Yeah, and it really is. It really is about what's in your wallet and what can you do to defend you and yours. And we have gun issues galore and different gun rights across the country, all over the place. It's different. I mean, for goodness sake, all you have to do is do a search on gun laws, and you'll see just how many there are in how many different areas. You know, concealed and carry, etc., no guns, versus those that can at least have them in their house, but then if somebody comes to get you, they better have a gun in their hand. I know when I lived in Vegas, that was the big thing. People would talk about walk-away guns. I had a police officer say that to me, that you have to have two guns, one that's just in case you need to put out there, meaning you need to lay on the guy, or and one that you have because of the crazy law of somebody has to be armed when they're going after you, which it seems odd. So you're a woman at home, or a guy, or a family, or whoever, and somebody breaks in, you have like a kick door robber, they scare you to death, and they're trying to rip you off or attack you or pistol whip you or do whatever, you have a gun. They don't have a gun. They have like a baseball bat or whatever. You shoot them, and that doesn't count as you're defending yourself. I don't know. Strange. But there are all kinds of weird, strange laws like that across the board. There's no uniformity. It's really different state to state. It is a huge issue. He's right. But especially when it comes to economically what's going on, that is number one. And that's absolutely the questions that are going to be part of the debate, and that's what I want to hear the answers to. I mentioned the Moon River dude, Andy Williams, who was known for that classic song. Sometimes if you're flipping around on the radio somewhere and you go old school, that song will come on. I mean, now you have to really search for it. You didn't always have to search for it. But he died of a long battle, well, a year-long battle anyway, of bladder cancer. He was in Branson, Missouri. That's where he was doing shows. 84. And this is a guy who was a kid singer. He sang in a quartet with a bunch of his brothers and then became a huge solo singing star, mostly in the 50s and 60s and 70s. But he even, into the 80s, had a television variety kind of program. Remember they used to do variety programs? So there was like songs and skits and that kind of stuff. He was huge for all those specials. And the last 20 years of his life, he's been on the stage at the Moon River Theater in Branson, which I've never been to Branson, but a lot of people go there. It's huge. A lot of people go and take buses in and stay for, you know, 4 or 5 days and go and listen to the acts. And he was one of them. He was supposedly a pretty tough ticket to get if you went out to Branson. So he was known for his Christmas specials, too. If you go look at old clips of him, you see the Christmas specials. Andy Williams dead at the age of 84. And I was thinking, when I heard that news, I was thinking, who's the crooner guy? Who's the romance singer now? And I think it's Michael Bublé. He's probably fills those shoes kind of in an Andy Williams way. And Harry Connick before him was the guy. And there might be others that are out there that are just singing. It's just about your voice and not about a rock star or not about playing an instrument. It's just about singing. It's just about being a crooner, just entertaining that way, like the old nightclub times where you got in front of a microphone and, you know, couples were there or people were there listening to you sing. He was that guy. Bublé, I can barely say his name, Michael Bublé is that guy too, and I'm probably missing someone. There's another guy, I think his name is John Pizzarelli. I've heard him a few times. He's sort of that same thing too, but he might be a little more jazzy where Michael Bublé is more mainstream and sings actually those old cover tunes. He might even sing it. I think he does. He might even sing some version of Moon River. Probably does. He probably does sing Moon River somewhere. All right, a couple of quick reminders on America Tonight. We just were talking, Pete and I, there about the debate and questions. You can send me your questions, what you think needs to be addressed. You know, what is it that needs to be addressed that probably won't be asked? I wonder if immigration will be tackled. If anything on immigration comes up, anything on energy happens because, you know, the gas up and down. And what about drilling? And what about Alaska and all that? You would think at the tail end of maybe one of the debates, that would be part of the focus. The Federal Reserve, foreign affairs, of course, with all the focus on the Middle East, even though that's not the number one thing that people in America want to know. It's about the economy, the jobs, especially the jobs. You see that people are really hurting, looking for jobs. And it's not like it's not like 20 years ago where someone opens up a newspaper and they're looking and they say, oh, classifieds, they want somebody and go down there. Because those jobs aren't available anymore. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
Save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.